Hi there, this is Ellis Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, June 27th. As always, this podcast and the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog, sponsored by amwager.com, amwager.com. If you haven't checked it out, please do. It's a legal online betting site, legal in most states, covering most tracks with lots of perks and benefits for the player, amwager.com. You can also get the written version at amwager.com, clicking on How to Bet, Ellis Starr's blog. We're going to start for Saturday, June 27th, with the Vagrancy Handicap at Belmont Race 7, post 432. And we're going to kick off a four-race sequence that starts with a predictable race in which the two starting favorites, Shallan and Come Dancing, have a significantly higher probability to win than the other five. The best way to make money in a race like this is in doubles and pick threes. You could also play the pick five, but I did not handicap race 11. I got to leave that to you folks. Shallan finished second in this race in 2018 after making the lead late in the stretch, and she's done little wrong since then, having finished first or second in four of five races last year. And if you exclude the race in October, which led to the layoff, she's coming back from, Shallan has run four A races in a row, including when winning off a layoff in May, very similar to the layoff she's coming back from today. Shallan doesn't need the lead to win and can sit third or fourth behind likely early leader Jakarta and take over and battle with Come Dancing the Wire. The race I'm looking for Shallan to repeat, which is good enough to win, was last July when second in the Honorable Mistakes at Saratoga with a career best 112 Echo Base figure. That figure as good as all but one of Come Dancing's best figures. Come Dancing ran the worst race of her career when 12th of 14 in the Apple Blossom Stakes in April in the second worst race of her career before that when 6th in the Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Sprint in November before 5 months off in the layoff in the Apple Blossom. I'm going to toss a line through both of those. She's definitely passed those two poor efforts with a sensational work tab at Belmont, including a 47-second half mile and a blistering 57.85 furlong drill. Javier Castellano gets back on a rotor to the second best race she's ever run when winning the Gallant Bloom Stakes last September at this distance and on the track. And I think Come Dancing can run back to that race here. So it's definitely a situation when you consider betting where low odds overlay win bets can be made, but only if at those odds. And those odds are, I'll look at Shallan as a win bet at 6-5 and Come Dancing at 7-5. It may not be there. The best plays, as I said earlier, are in the doubles and pick threes, and here they are. The pick three, in race 7, Shallan and Come Dancing. In race 8, Call Me Love, Mississippi, and Mean Mary. And in race 9, Midnight Charlie, Wait For It, Promises Fulfilled, and Ferenz Fire. You can also play a double from race 7 to 8 using Shallan and Come Dancing in this race. Call Me Love, Mississippi, and Mean Mary in race 8. But those are favorites. May not pay much. Moving on to race 8, the New York Stakes, post 504 at Belmont on Saturday, June 27th. Call Me Love is a Group 2 Stakes winner in Italy. She won that race last fall. She made her U.S. debut 24 days ago at Belmont in the Grade 3 Bogey Stakes at a mile and a 16th, which appears to have absolutely been a prep for this mile and a quarter. She ran pretty well in the Bogey considering she'd been off for 7 months and she was running much shorter than nearly all of her overseas races, finishing second to multiple Grade 1 Stakes winner Rushing Fall, and clearly ahead of the next horse by 3 lengths. Call Me Love really loves this 10-furlong trip. She has a 5-for-6 record, including that Group 2 win with a 111 Echo Base figure, which will very likely be improved upon second off the layoff, and Irad Ortiz Jr. gets on as another good sign that makes her the top pick. Mississippi imported to the U.S. last August and won the Grade 2 Glens Falls at Saratoga pretty easily, then missed by only 3/4 to the exceptional Sister Charlie in the Grade 1 Flower Bowl Stakes at this 10-furlong trip. After a poor 9th in the Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Turf, Mississippi went on the shelf, but considering she's won a Grade 2 Stakes off a layoff last summer, there's no concern she can't run as well here. And if she does, and if Call Me Love doesn't improve off her USD, Mississippi can win, as she earned a 118 figure in the Glens Falls Fresh last year. Mean Mary is the one that the other two have to catch to win after easy leading from start to finish in two stakes races January and March. Saez rides back. There's little doubt Mean Mary will have no company for the first mile here as no other horse has her running style. She earned back-to-back 105 figures, so she'll need to improve to get to the 110-plus range the other two, but she's a lone front runner and they can get brave and really run big figures. As far as bets go, similar to the seventh race, there is likely more profit opportunity in doubles and pick threes and cashing double start in the last and moving through the pick three if we won the last of the next leg. However, I would bet call me love to win at 9-5 or more. I would consider win bets on Mississippi and Me Mary at 3-1 or more. And if I did make more than a win bet, I would use a Dutching tool. Dutching tool is a great tool that helps you allocate your wagers based on the odds for the best profit. Amateur has one for free, and you can enter how much you want to bet or how much you want to win, and the determination mathematically is done for you allocating your money. For the pick three, we're going to play Call Me Love, Mississippi, and Me Marion race 8. Midnight Charlie, Wait For It, Promises Fulfilled, and Friends Fire in race 9. Zophel, Uni, Beau Recall, God Stormy, and Newspaper of Record in race 10. And the doubles are going to be Call Me Love, Mississippi, and Me Marion race 8. Midnight Charlie, Wait For It, Promise Fulfilled, and Friends Fire in race 9. Moving on to race 9 at Belmont on this Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, June 27th. This is the True North Stakes with a post of 5:36 Eastern. And among this four-race sequence, this race is most likely to make or break today's bets in terms of making a profit, doubles, pick threes, exactics, etc. Because both Midnight Charlie and Wait For It, who open at 20-1 and 12-1 respectively, could post the upset. The other two, win contenders, Friends Fire and Promise Fulfilled, open at much lower odds. And as you'll see in the exotic wagering when I get to it, if we can split them, we can make even more money. Both Midnight Charlie and Wait For It are shipping in from Pennsylvania for trainer Eddie Coletti, and both have the same owner. But because this is a graded stakes, they race uncoupled. Most states race uncoupled these days. New York doesn't, except for in graded stakes. Midnight Charlie gets Castellano. Wait For It gets last week's National Jockey of the Week, Manny Franco, who won the Belmont with Tis the Law. These two horses are hard-knocking sprinters with a combined record of 13 wins and 11 seconds in 36 races. 24 for 36, first and second, and almost 700,000 combined in the bank. Midnight Charlie ran on from last of 8 to second behind Friends Fire in the Fabulous Strike last November and can fire fresh if Friends Fire doesn't run his best race. He has a really good pair of recent workouts. And Wait For It is a bit more of a middle distance horse who should be rolling late on the cutback, the 6.5 furlongs. Both were scratched to run here. Midnight Charlie scratched from the grade 1 Carter, and Wait For It scratched from the grade 3 Westchester. And if we bet one, we have to bet them both, considering they have the same owner and trainer, and I'm not going to second guess what's going on here. Promises Fulfilled only has one way to run to the front, the style which has accounted for 7 career wins, the most recently in the identical Nehrud Stakes in Belmont 11 months ago. He comes back from an 8-month layoff and should be very fresh, likely to have the lead from the start, maybe perhaps too fast for his own good, maybe not. Friends Fire is approaching the $2 million mark in career earnings, comes off a real dud when 4th beaten 12 in the Carter. It may have been the sloppy track that did him in, but you must note he was one of the horses that left the Jason Service barn when Service was indicted a couple months back, and you just never know. Friends Fire gets Irad, though, and his grade 3 General George win in February before the Carter was strong enough to win or to have him right there at the finish. In the True North, race 9 at Belmont with a 5:36 Eastern post, Midnight Charlie and Wait For It should both be bet at 4-1. Absolutely positively bet both and use a Dutching tool. The exacta is, instead of a place bet, the first bet is a place bet, but the exacta is all over Midnight Charlie and Wait For It. That's better than a place bet, particularly if one of the lower odds horses comes in on top of them. Then another exacta is going to be Midnight Charlie and Wait For It over Midnight Charlie, Wait For It, Promises Fulfilled, and Friends Fire, and then reverse it because we're trying to split the favorites. There's no point in betting Promises Fulfilled and Friends Fire to come in first and second. So the other bet is going to be Midnight Charlie, Wait For It, Promises Fulfilled, and Friends Fire over Midnight Charlie and Wait For It. And now we can have some fun with some trifectas here. Midnight Charlie and Wait For It over Midnight Charlie, Wait For It, Promises Fulfilled, and Friends Fire, and then the same four in third, and then Promises Fulfilled and Friends Fire on top, which is logical because they're favorites, over Midnight Charlie and Wait For It only in second, and then Midnight Charlie, Wait For It, Promises Fulfilled, and Friends Fire in third. That way you split the favorites. If Promises Fulfilled and Friends Fire come first, second, we probably wouldn't want the bet anyway. Moving on to race 10, and don't forget, you can get the Key Races and Bets blog at amwager.com. Click on How to Bet. Find All the Stars blog. Also, check it out. If you're not a member, please. Great perks, great betting. Legal in most states, covers most tracks. Certainly, you can bet the Belmont race as an Am wager, and you should be doing that for the edge. Just a Game Stakes, race 10 at Belmont on 627 with a post of 608. Although Newspaper of Record came back huge to win the Intercontinental Stakes on June 6th, following 11 months off, and that was 7 furlongs, and this is a mile, I'm still not convinced, one, she can get an easy lead with Valedictorian Insider in the gate, and two, she's as good as a mile at others in here. She opens at 8-5, and so if we do beat her, there's money to be made. Although Uni opens at 7-5 is legitimate. She's a strong miler. I'll get to her in a second. We will use Newspaper Record in a second, but I'm not betting her in the win end at all. I'm going to start off with Zofel, who ran huge in the Mint Julep at Churchill last month, beating head and neck on the wire. She's better at a mile than that mile 16th trip, evidenced by a huge closing finish in the Sand Springs Stakes prior to that, where she ran the last quarter in sub-22, and that's as good as Uni, who opens at 7-5 compared to 12-1 for Zofel. Zofel is a lightly raced 4-year-old, second off a layoff, already a stakes winner, who gets Castellano for a really sharp trainer in Brendan Walsh, and she can run past most, if not all, of these in the stretch at sweet odds. Plus, she gets 6 pounds from Uni, which can't hurt her chances. Uni won her 2019 debut in a non-graded stakes, so this is a little tougher task, but I'll not question Brown, who wins 33% with horses in turf routes coming back off 6 months or more, and that's on big numbers. Rosario has been up for 5 wins from 6 races and the filly 7th rated at a mile with some really strong last quarter fractions of 22 and 21.8. She's the one to beat on paper. She's not unbeatable, but she's definitely not bettable to win at those prices. Beau Recall is another contender. She finished 9th in the Mint Julep, which Zofel nearly won, but she lost all tactical position at the start when she was bothered by another horse and began 11th. Two before that, when she was 4th early, she won the Grade 2 Yellow Ribbon at Del Mar last summer, and she won the Distaff Mile Stakes, a very important race, on Derby Day last spring. So she's got the right to run big in spite of opening at 10-1. In the Just a Game Stakes, race 10 at Belmont post 608 Eastern on Saturday, June 27th. Win bets. Zofel and Beau Recall at 7-2. Absolutely, I'll be betting both to win and using a Dutching tool like the free one in AmWager to help me allocate my bet. Exacta, Zofel over. Beau Recall got Stormy Newspaper Record. And Uni, turn it around. Exacta, Beau Recall got Stormy Newspaper of Record. And Uni over Zofel. Then we'll play another Exacta of Beau Recall, Uni, and Zofel over. Beau Recall got Stormy Newspaper of Record, Uni, and Zofel. And then we'll play one trifecta. Zofel over Beau Recall, got Stormy Newspaper of Record, Uni, over all. That's the one that could make a lot of money if Zofel wins at decent odds. I sure hope you've enjoyed this week's Key Races and Bets podcast. Check out the blog. Check out AmWager. Make a lot of money this weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.